Okay. So today we're going to pick up back on, I guess, on schedule, back on Peites. So we're on Peites. We're like 12 lines from the top by Amar Rav Yeshua, where the Gemara is continuing to discuss Matan Torah. So yesterday's daf discussed how, you know, Hashem wanted to give the Malachim argued with Hashem, why is he giving the Torah to earthly beings? And Moshe said, well, Torah says Hashem says Sichah Meir Tzrayim, where you in Mitzrayim. Torah says about Shabbos. The Torah says about all these other things that are similar, that only can be done by humans, not can be done by Malachim. Now the Gemara says, well, Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Right, Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Most of these members are from Yeshua ben Levi. Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi. B'sha'a sheyarad Moshe with Nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After Moshe went down from being with Hashem, I guess after he kabbalas Torah, bas Satan v'amar lafano. So the Satan now comes and says before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono shel Olam, Master of the World, Torah heichani. Where's the Torah? Tosfos asks right away, what do you mean Torah heichani? Don't you know Hashem just gave the Torah to Moshe? Where were you? Were you sleeping? Tosfos says, Im Tomar, v'chi Satan lo yoda, haya yoda matan Torah? Did Satan not know about matan Torah? So he says, v'yesh lomar d'amir b'medrash. He quotes, Tosfos quotes a medrash that says, l'fanav yelach davar, which means, she'tardo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'malach hamavas b'shas matan Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kept the malach hamavas busy during the times of matan Torah. She'lo yikatrei glomar, and so he wouldn't be able to prosecute and say, umash ha'sid alachto l'sof memyom, this nation that's going to sin in 40 days, be'egel atanotin l'shem ha'Torah, because you're going to give them the Torah. And Tosfos then makes a statement. He says, well, who Satan? Who malach hamavas? It's the same Satan. It's the same malach hamavas is the Satan. And therefore, basically, Hashem gave him busy work, and he didn't know about Matan Torah, which is also very difficult measures, because the whole world knew about Matan Torah. Just because the Malach HaMavos was busy, he didn't know about Matan Torah. I don't know. So, Vishar Shira Moshe, Lufnei Kodesh Baruch Hu, Basat Avar Melefonav, Yivon Sholom Torah Hechani, where's the Torah? Amar Lo. So, Hashem tells the Satan, Nisatil La'aretz, I gave it to the land. I gave it to the La'aretz. So, Halach, it's La'aretz. So, the Satan goes literally to the land. Amralo, it says to the land, Torah Hechani, where's the Torah? Amralo, the land says to the Satan, Elokim Hevin Darka, right? V'hu Yada Es Mekoma. Meaning, Ar says, I don't know, God knows. Elokim Hevin Darka. So, he didn't find the Torah. So, Halach Eitzel Yam, so the Satan then goes to the sea, he goes to the ocean, and says, Amralo, and the response of the ocean is, Eini Madi, the Torah is not with me. Halach Eitzel Tahom, he went to the depths, and he said, where's the Torah? Amar lo, when he says, ain't be, I don't have it. Shene Amar, the Pasuk says, Tahom Amar lo be he. The Tahom says, it's not with me. The Yam Amar ain't imadi. And the sea says, it is not with me. So the Satan then went, I don't know, the Kehenim, he says, Avedon v'mavas amru ba'azneinu shamanu shima. They say that the Avadon and the Mavis said that we heard about it, but we don't have it. It seems to be seen. So Chazar Amar LeKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Satan goes back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbanu Shel Olam, Chipasti B'chol Aretz. I went through the whole land. V'lo Mitzasiyah, and I didn't find it. Amar Lo. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says to him, Lech Eitzel Ben Amram. Go to the son of Amram, which is, I guess, could be Moshe or Aaron. But he says, go to Ben Amram, which is, I don't know, why didn't Hashem tell him beforehand? So, Halach Eitzel Moshe, so Satan knew which Ben Amram was, so he went to Moshe, and Amar Lo, and says to him, Torah Shenosna HaKadosh Baruch Hu Heichani. He asked Moshe, the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you, where is it? Amar Lo, so Moshe says back to Satan, V'chima Ani Shenosna Li HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Baruch Hu Torah. Who am I that God would give me the Torah? So, what does that mean? He did give you the Torah. I mean, there's something, there's being modest, and then there's not telling the truth. I mean, you know, Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe. So Hashem says to Moshe, Moshe Badayata, you're a liar, right? You were Mekabel Torah. How are you contradicting this? Amar Lefanav. So Moshe says back, Ribono Shel Olam, Chamuda Genuza Yesh Lecha Shata Mishtashei B'Chol Yom, V'Ani Achzik Tova La'atzmi. You have this beautiful treasure that you, I guess, you hold on to, and you deal with it all day, and I'm going to just hold it to myself? Meaning, I'm just going to say that I got it and nobody else got it, I think is what he's saying. So Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe. So Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, Hol mi atato atzmecha, since you lowered yourself and you said that you aren't royal, you weren't worthy to get the Torah, Tikar al Shimcha, the Torah is going to be called in your name. Shene Amar, the Pasuk says, Zichru Toras Moshe Avdi. So Torah of Moshe. I don't know. Okay. I have lots of questions on the, yeah. Yeah. Right, yeah, he told him he to do the Ketores. Right, okay. Well, that's different than Tosos, but it makes more sense, right? Because I think where is it? It's there's a Gemara somewhere, right? Gemara says that the Satan taught Moshe Rabbeinu, or the Malach HaMavis taught Moshe Rabbeinu the secret of the Ketores, and that how that prevents the death, right? So maybe according to that, the Satan and the Malach HaMavis are two different, right? Tosos says he Satan, he saw Malach HaMavis. I think that Gemara says that that was the Malach HaMavis, so maybe it's a machlokas in the Midrashim. It happens all the time, you know. You know, if there's a machlokas in the Midrashim, you have to go paskin according to the Midrash that your fourth grade teacher tells your daughter. That's the psak in Midrashim. Okay. Next statement. V'amar of Shua ben Levi. Shua ben Levi says, another statement of Shua ben Levi. B'shasha ala Moshe l'morom. At the time that Moshe went up to the heavens, matzo'u l'akarish baruchu shu koshek sarim l'osio. See, korosu l'akarish baruchu tying crowns to the letters, right? Those are the crowns you see on the top of the letters. So amar lo, So Moshe walks in, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, right, Amar lo, Moshe, Ein Shalom Birecha, why don't you say hello? You just walk in and you snuck up on me, and you didn't say hello? Amar lefanav, Moshe says back to Hashem, Klum Yish Evet Shenosin Shalom Rabo, does the slave, the servant, open up first to say hello to the master? That's not Derech Eretz, the servant has to wait for the master. So Amar lo, also I don't say this, Amar lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to them, nevertheless, Hayel Lechol Azraini. You should have helped me. You should have given me a bracha that you said that I should be successful in my work. Rashi says, "Okay, miyad." So miyad, and when Rashi says miyad means the next time he went up, which means the opposite of miyad. But miyad, amralo, he says to Kadosh Baruch Hu, quotes the pasuk of Midbar, "Vata yigdal no kolach Hashem kasher dibarto lemor." The next time Moshe went up, which is not the next time because it's all the way in Bamidbar, it says that Moshe says that he says to Hashem, and now your strength should be greater. First of all, what does Hashem need help for? What does Moshe help have anything to do with Hashem? Okay. Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi. So Yeshua ben Levi says, "My diksiv." What does it mean? The pasuk says, this is by the Chet Egel, it says, "Vayara am ki boshesh Moshe laredes minahar." That the nation saw that boshesh, that Moshe was boshesh for coming down to the mountain. So the Gemara says, again, so this is what our fourth grade teacher teaches us, adriki boshesh, don't read it as boshesh, which means he's delayed, ela ba'ushesh, came sixth, like the sixth hour of the day came, because b'shasha l'moshe l'marom, when Moshe went up to the heavens, amar lahen l'Yisrael, he said to them, sof arboim yom b'tchila shesh aniba, at 40 days and 6 hours, I'm going to come down. Right, l'sof arboim yom, but after 40 days, l'sof arboim yom, which was Tezayin Tammuz, bas satan, the satan, which is the Yetzer Hara, irivus olam, and he confused everybody, and he showed them that darkness, amar lahen, and he says to the Yisrael, Moshe rabchem hechanu, where is Moshe? Amar lo, alolam arom, he went up to the heavens. Amar lahen, ba'ushesh, but the satan says, but 6 hours have already passed. V'lo hishkichu olav, and B'nai Yisrael didn't pay attention to him. But then he said, meis, he said Moshe must have died. They didn't listen to him. Herol if lahen demus mitaso. The Satan showed to them like this image of the bed of Moshe lying down in the sky, and then they believed it. Behind it took armrile, and that's what they said to Aaron. Hizeh Moshe ish asher ha'alinu me'aretz Mitzrayim lo yidana ma'halala. We don't know what happened. So boshesh means he didn't come for the 6 hour. Rashi just points out is that what was their mistake. Right, Moshe told them when they were coming down. How did they make the mistake? So Rashi says, the Rashi towards the bottom, he says, "Heim sevurim." They thought she also yom she'ala bo min haminyan haya. They thought that one of the day that he went up actually counted in the count. V'hu amar lahem mem yom shleimim. He said, "No, Moshe Bissan was 40 full days, then 6 hours." They thought that day counted. So Moshe is talking only starting to count the following day. So they were a day off. Right. V'hu amar lahem mem yom shleimim yom v'layla imo v'yom aliyoso ein leilu imo, because that doesn't count because they right. Sharei b'zayin b'sivat olav nimsa yom mem b'yud zayin b'tamuz haya. So the whole thing, he should have come down a day later, but they got confused. Tosos doesn't like that because Tosos says if you do the calculations of what, everything like that, doesn't work out. Pasuk Shad is boshesh means that they thought he would come. It doesn't mean boshesh. He delayed. He wasn't coming down. They got antsy as to where he was. Okay, Amar lehen, Amar leahu mi rabbanan. One of the rabbanan said, "Rav Kahana, mi shmi'alach mai Har Sinai. Have you heard why the rabbanan called this place Har Sinai?" Why the Rabbanim call this place Har Sinai? The Torah calls it Har Sinai. It's the name of the place. It's called Har Sinai. Okay, but the Gemara doesn't go there. Amrolei, so he said to, he kind of says to this Ahumei Rabbanon, the reason why it's called Sinai is Har Shenasu Bo Nisim Yisrael. It's the mountain where a lot of miracles happen to Bnei Yisrael. So this Ahumei Rabbanon says back to him, if that's the case, Har Nisai Biboyele. It shouldn't be Har Sinai. It should be Nisai. It should be the other way around. Right? So that can't be the reason why it's called Har Sinai. Ella, so Rav Kahana says, okay, Har Shenase Simen Tov Yisrael. It's a har where good omens, good signs happen to Yisrael. So in Kitzmar says, he says back, Har Simone Miboyele. Then it should be called the Har of Simon, not the Har Sinai. You're missing the mem. Har Simone Miboyele. So Amrale, okay, fine. So he says, I don't know. My time of Lo Shechichas Kamei, the Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Breda, Rav Shua. You should go to Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Breda, Rav Shua. De Ma'ayni Ba'agadita. Because they're Ma'ayin, they delve into Agadic teachings. And they can explain the name. The Rav Chizda, Rabba, Breda, Rav Huna, the Amrita Vai, they both said, My Har Sinai, Har Sheyarda Sinna La'akmalav. It's the mountain from which Sinna came down for the Goyim. Right, Rashi points out, says Sinna Lumos Olam, they're jealous Lo Kiblu Bo's Torah. The Rabbeinu Bechaye actually in Vayikra says that Sinna Akum was there is because that's the moment when Bnei Yisrael became completely different from the Umos Olam, and that's the moment that anti-Semitism starts out. That's what the Rabbeinu Bechaye says. So he says it's Har Sinai means Har Sheyada Sinna Akum. I don't understand. Also, then it should be Har Sinai with a sin. Right, we gave all these other answers. We rejected the proposals because it didn't match the way the word is spelled. Well, this also doesn't match the way the world is spelled. It sounds like it, but it doesn't match it. One's a samach, one's a sin. Okay. V'hainu the amr, and this is supported by what? V'hainu the amr, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina says, Chamei Shemosh Yeshlo. There are five names to the Midbar, to the area where Bnei Yisrael accepted the Torah. It's called Midbar Tzin. Right? It's Midbar Tzin, white sin. Shin Itztavu Yisrael Lov, because that's when Bnei Yisrael were commanded. It's called Midbar Kadesh. Why? Because in his Kachu Yisrael, that's where Bnei Yisrael became holy. It's Midbar Kedemos, the Midbar of before Kedemos. Shenitna Kedum Alav. The Torah was created that was written 2,000 generations, whatever that means, before Bris Olam. So it's Midbar Kedemos. It's also called Midbar Paran. It's Midbar Paran, as the Gemara says, why Paran Sheparu V'Ravu Alei Yisrael? Because that's where Bnei Yisrael had Pruavu. Rashi points out the kol echan is abra ishto zachar b'mitzvah shvu lechem lo aleichem for lo yadan hecha remisa. Rashi says that he was told that when Bnei Yisrael went back to shvu lechem lo aleichem, everyone ended up having a boy, which is a big kasha. Then if that medrash is correct, then what happened to Bnei Slofchad? Where was their brother? But how come they had no brothers? Okay, that's number four. And Midbar Sinai is sheyarda sinah la'akmalav. That's where the hatred of the Goyim came upon us. Umash Shemo, what's his real name? Its real name is Chorev. Its real name is Chorev. Upliga, and this argues at Rabbi Avohu, the Amar Rabbi Avohu. Rabbi Avohu said, Har Sinai Shemo. Its real name is Sinai. So why is it called Har Chorev? Velama Nikra Har Chorev. Sheyarda Chorvala Akmalav. Because this is where destruction came upon the non-Jews for not accepting the Torah. Tosos just points out, that how is it possible for the Gemara to say that these five places are the same place, right? Midbar Tzin, Midbar Kadesh, Midbar Kedemos. These are all different places in the desert. They're all different places. Right? Tosfos says, he says, Kashulari, the Akorcha Midbar Tzin lav Midbar Paran. Midbar Tzin can't be Midbar Paran. The Midbar Tzin betchilas dromash l'arj Yisrael. Midbar Tzin is at the beginning of the south of Israel. And then it mentions, and also goes through different parts of Parshas Matos Masrei, where these are different stops along the way. So Tosos gives one answer. He says, it's all the big Midbar. The one big Midbar stretching from the Sinai Peninsula all the way across the Negev into Arvos Moav. It's all one big Midbar. Yeah, but then it's not, then the text sort of takes away from the Medrash that says that these are all the same place. Just Tosos just doesn't understand. He's confused how this is actually the... These are all the same place. But at the very bottom, he says, even if you say that, he says, Kashlari, the Ha Midbar Kedemos, right? Midbar Kedemos cannot be that, because Midbar Kedemos is on the eastern side of Eretz Yisrael. And that's a completely different area. He says, Ve'echi Tochen, the Midbar Kedemos, Hainu Midbar Sinai. Tosas leaves at Sarachin. How is it possible to say that Midbar Kedemos is the same Midbar as Midbar Sinai? They're just geographically miles, hundreds of miles apart. It's not the same place. No, I don't have an answer. Fine. So now, basically, we've completed the sugya about the Matan Torah, and we go back to discussing our Mishnah. Our Mishnah had mentioned that how do we know that you tie a red string to the head of the Sarim Mishdaleach? Because it quotes the pasuk, "Im yuchatechet kashanim," if your sins are like crimson, "kasheleg yalbinu," I will whiten them like snow. So the Gemara says, well, why does it say "im yuchatechem kasheleg"? It says kashanim. It says im yu chatechem kashanim. Kashanim is plural, and sheleg is singular. So that's what the Gemara says. Kashanim, which is lashon rabim, kashanim ibayle. It should say singular. If your sins are red, like not white reds. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Lehem Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Bnei Yisrael, im yu chatechem kashanim halalu shesiduros ubaros misheshem bereishis v'al achshav. Nevertheless, kashaleg albino. Even if your sins are red and they're ordered in front of you all the way from the beginning of time, right? You have multiple sins all the way from the beginning of time. Nevertheless, afa pikein kasheleg yalbinu. Now, Rava gives another drasha. Daris Rava, my diksiv at the beginning of the pasuk, right? The pasuk was im yuchatecheich. It's in Yeshaya, Perak Aleph, pasuk Yuches. The beginning of the pasuk is lichuna v'nivachicha yomar Hashem. Then it says im yihiyu chatecheichem kasheleg. So, lechuna, what does it mean? Go out and argue. Lechuna v'nivchacha. What do you mean go out and argue? Go out to argue with me? I'm right here. It should be come to me and we can discuss. It's bo'u nami ba'ilei. And what does it say? Yomar Hashem. The pasuk says, lechuna v'nivchacha yomar Hashem will say. It's amar Hashem. It should be Hashem is saying right now to do it. Right? He should say because this nevuah is saying, that's what Hashem's name is saying now. So the Gemara says, okay, these are said because la'asi lavo, at the end of days, b'tchias ha'mesim, yom olam ha'kadosh baruch hu Yisrael, ha'kadosh baruch hu say to b'nei Yisrael, lichuna etzel avoseichem, go to your forefathers, v'yochichu eschem, and your forefathers will give you musar. The yomru lefanav, and b'nei Yisrael will say, ribono shel olam, who should we go to? Etzel mi neilech, which of our forefathers should we go to? Which of our three forefathers? Etel Avram, should we go to Avram? She'amarta, because you said, you told Avram, Yado eteda, ki geri ezarcha, v'eretz lechem, v'avdum, v'niu usam, and nevertheless, you told him about this, v'lo b'kesh rachim aleinu. He never davened on our behalf. He never asked for mercy upon us. He just accepted it. Now we're going to go to him and ask him that he should help us with mercy. He's merciless. He never helped us before. Why is he going to help us now? Eitzel Yitzchak, should I go to Yitzchak? Shev birachas Esav. Yitzchak gave a bracha to Esav. Ahaya kasher tarid, right? Uparakto lo mitzarecha. Velo bikesh rachim imalenu. He gave a bracha to Esav. Esav is the one who caused us all these issues. And we're going to go to him and he's going to ask rachim for us now in the future. So Eitzel Yaakov, should we go to Yaakov? Shamar lo, you said to Yaakov, Anochi arid imcha mitzrayma. Velo bikesh rachim imalenu. Yaakov just accepted going down to Mitzrayim and then bothered to help to say anything for that Hashem should have pity on us. So Eitzel mi neilech achshav. So who should we go to? So Yomar Hashem. So in the future Hashem will say, Hashem will say, you come to me. Amar lekadosh baruch hu, ho will tulisim atzrechem bi. Since you are all dependent upon me, then im yu chataechem kashanim kashel yalbino. You come to me, and even if your sins are red, crimson red, I will make them white like snow. Okay. Amar Rabbi Shmuel. If anyone has anything to add, please. Amar Rabbi Shmuel. Bar Nachmini. Amar Rabbi Yonasan. He says the name of Yonasan. My deksiv. What does the pasuk mean in Yeshayahu? It says, "Ki ata avinu, you are our father. Ki Avraham lo yadanu, Avram doesn't know us. The Yisrael lo yakirenu, and Yaakov doesn't recognize us. Ata Hashem avinu goleinu me'olam shmecha. You are our God, our Father, our Redeemer forever." Right. So, Mark is a famous Gemara. La'asid lavo in the future. Yomalo kadosh baruch hu la'Avram. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Avram, Banecha chatuli, your children have sinned. Amar lefanav ribono shel olam. So Avram says back to ribono shel olam, oh, they sinned? Yimacho kedusha shemecha. Wipe him out. They sinned, wipe him out. Just very non-Abraham-like. But that's what Avram says, wipe them out. So Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Emer Leili Yaakov. Well, maybe let me go to Yaakov. Let me go to Yaakov, because Yaakov had children who sinned. Maybe he'll have more rachamim, he'll have more pity. Right? The Havelet Tzar Gidol Bonim. He had lots of problems raising his children. So maybe he also understands that children sometimes don't listen to you. They sometimes give you trouble. Efshad Debay Racham Elayu. Maybe he will ask for rachamim on Bnei Yisrael. So Amalei, so he says to Yaakov, Banecha Chatu, your sons have sinned. Amar Lefanav, Yaakov says back, Ribono Shel Olam, if that's the case, Yimachok Kiddush Hashemecha, wipe him out. So Amar, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Lo besavi ta'amav, lo bedarjiki eitzah. I didn't get any reasons from the grandfather, and I didn't get anything from the darjiki, from the young one, from the grandchild. So what does he do? Amar lo Yitzhak, he goes to Yitzhak. He says, banecha chatuli, your sons have sinned. Amar lefanav, so Yitzhak says back, ribono shalolam, why are you calling them your son, my sons? Banai velo banecha, they're my children and they're not your children? Why are you disowning them all of a sudden? Right, b'shar sheg dimu, right, that Yitzhak says, b'shar sheg dimu lefanecha naisei lenishma, before they said, right when they said nasev nishma, and they accepted upon themselves, karatel hem b'ni b'chori, you called them b'ni b'chori. That's actually not true, because b'ni b'chori is in Perek Dalid of Shmos, and nasev nishma is in Parshas Mishpatim. So it's a little out of order. So then you called them b'ni b'chori, v'achshav, and now b'nai v'lo b'necha, now all of a sudden, when they don't do good, you know, they're my children and not your children. You know, you have that argument with your wife. Your son is misbehaving. What, he's your son? Yeah, when he misbehaves, he's your son. When he's good, he's my son. He says, no, that can't be. But, oh, and then also he says, let's take a calculation. How much did they actually sin? Kamech chatu. How much did they actually sin? Number one, kamech nosa shel adam. What's the average length of a person? Shivim shana, right? Shivim shana, we stay there in the Pasuk Tehillim. You know, in Gevurah shmonim shana, v'rabam avol. It's 70 years is the max, or the average. Dol esrin delo ansha alayu. You got to take away 20 where they don't get punished, because there's no punishment apparently until you're 20, which I thought that was only karis, but take it away, so now you're down to 50. So pashul hen chamishin, you have 50 years. Dol esrin v'chamesh deli levasa, right? Take away 25, half of that from the night, because I guess 25 divided by 2, they're sleeping, right? You got to take, 50 divided by 2, they're sleeping. I don't know, somebody's sleeping 12 hours a day, I give them all the credit in the world, but Yitzhak says that they are sleeping for half the time. So you pashule esim v'chamesh, you only have 25 years left. Dal tarte sreil palga, take away another 12 and a half, because half the time that they're awake, it's luye, that if you're davening, umecha, or they're eating, udebesakise, or they're in the bathrooms. 12 and a half years of our life, we're eating, sleeping in the bathroom. So pashalu tarti sreyu palga. So you left with 12 and a half years. So 12 and a half years, even if they sinned all 12 and a half years, okay, imatasso vel is kula muta. So you accept 12 and a half years out of 70 that they sinned the imlav, and if not, if you can't accept it, palga alayu palga lecha. Half of it is on you, and half of it is on me. Interesting. The imtim tzelum or kulam alai, and if you're going to say, fine, that I should accept all of it, fine. Hakeirafta nashi kamach. No problem. I can accept it. I already gave up my life for you. I sacrificed myself on the Mizbeach. I'm willing. I have broad shoulders. I'm willing to accept responsibility for those 12 and a half years. So pasku v'amru. So therefore, B'nai Yisrael say to Baal Yitzhak, Ata avinu amar lehem Yitzhak, so they called Yitzhak Avinu, and they said, and then Yitzhak says to them, why are you praising me? Praise the Kaddish Baruch Hu, umachvilu hu Yitzhak Kaddish Baruch Hu beineihem. And I guess he showed Bnei Yisrael an image of God. I don't know what that means. Miyad nasu eineihem marom. They opened, they picked up their heads to they picked up their eyes to the heavens. Va'omrim, and they say, ve'ata Hashem Avinu goleinu me'om shemecha. You are the Lord our God. You are our Redeemer. Interesting medrash. I believe, if I say it right, there's a Pachad Yitzhak on Purim who says that the Gemara says that there's Purim is Yom Kippurim. You have two, Purim and Kippurim are half. I'm not going to say it right, so I'll skip it. I'll try to find it and then I'll send it out. Okay. Amr Bichia Bar Abba, Amr Biyochanan. Bichia Bar Abba says the name of Yochanan. Royo Haya Yaakov Vino Leir Mitzrayim Bishal Shalosh Al Barzel. It was Yaakov Vino should have gone down to Mitzrayim in iron chains. When somebody goes down into exile, he usually goes in iron chains. He should have been a prisoner. Elish zechus or garmelo. He had zechus that his going down should be benachas, and everyone go with him, and he wouldn't be in iron chains. At the chesiv, because the pasuk says, "Bechavle adam emchachem ba'avosos ahava ve'yelahem kimrivei ol al dechem ve'et alav ochil." Okay, don't know, but that's what I don't know what that means. Why Avram was supposed to? Why Yitzhak was supposed to go down in chains? But apparently, this pasuk explains why he didn't. Fine. Done with the Agadita. Next Mishnah. So the Mishnah now here goes back to like what was we did in the previous parak to give us a list of the shiurim that if you take something out of a certain size, you'll be chaya for hotzah on Shabbos. So the Mishnah says, Hamotzi Eitzim, you bring out twigs or something like that in order to into light, what's considered a davar chashuv that you would then be chaya for hotzah on Shabbos? It says, Hamotzi Eitzim, Kedei Livashel Beitza Kala, enough that you would need in order to cook a small, we said a beitza kala, a small egg. Rashi points out, Rashi by the Mishnah says, kvar mefurosh, we already explained last parak, what is that? It's shezeh beitza tarnagolis, it's the egg of a chicken, shehi kala libashel, it's very easy to cook. Velo b'shir shel beitza, it's not the actual shear of the cooked an actual eggs amount. El shi'ur el kegrogris b'beitza kala, it's the amount that it would take to cook a kegrogris of this beitza. That was the maskarna of the Gemara towards the end of last parak. Okay, so that's the egg. Now tavlin, how much tavlin, spices or besamin, if you took out, you would be chayiv. He says kedei l'tabel beitza kala, enough that you would use, and because of the rechashev, that's the amount that you would use in order to dip a beitza, a small egg, into it. Umitzarfin, I think it means mitzarfin, it's all different types, right? Rashi says komine tavlin zedzeh, all different types of spices are, you know, combined together to create the shear. The klipe rimonim, right, sorry, klipe goes in, the shells of nuts, klipe rimonim, the shells of pomegranates, these are things that you use for coloring, I guess. So he says, istis vipua, and I guess these are other sort of dyes. I don't know, what does the article translate, istis and pua? Rashi says it's krug and varts varnatsta. I don't know, doesn't it? Okay, M-A. Okay. Yeah, these are all dyeing agents, right? Okay, it's how much? It's kedei litzboa behen beged katan pi svacha. It seems to be that it's small enough to color a small amount of this of a small beged that goes to sort of some sort of hat, some sort of netting around a woman's hair. Right? He says, there's some sort of netting, there's a little bit of woven thread on there, so the amount that it would take to color that. Now, meiraglayim, how much meiraglayim, which is urine, neser, uboris, kimula, v'ashlag, these are all types of detergents, I believe. These are things that are used to clean. So he says also, kedei l'chaveis beged katan b'svacha, in order to clean that small amount of that beged katan. Rabbi Huda Omer, he says, no, it's a larger amount, it's kedei l'ha, or maybe a small amount, kedei l'havira sakesem. It's enough detergent that you would be able, that you would need in order to remove a kesem. Rashi says a kesem is dam, shal dam nida. Right, so elu hasimanim avirin el hakesem shal dam nida beged harol. These things are used to remove a blood stain. Okay. So the Gemara says, why, we just talked about the amount of eitzim that you would need in order to be chayiv. Gemara says, tanina chadazimna. Well, we already learned this in the Mishnah on Daf Pei. Mishnah said over there, when you had a kaneh, we had a sort of reed, right? So how much were you chayiv to take out the reed? It's kedei lasos kulmus, in order to make it sort of as a quill. The imhaya avu murusas, but if it was very thick, or if it was very, if it was cut, it was murusas, it had a lot of ridges in it, so then it could be used as a quill. So how much of that reed would you be chayiv for if you took it out? Kedei levashel beitza kala shebeitzim, right? Trufo nesum lebilfus, that enough that you would have enough fire to cook a sort of like a scrambled egg on the pan. So you already know the amount. So why are you saying it again? So Gemara says, ma'udatema, you might have thought hasam hu delo chazal imidi. You would have thought that over there that it's not that quill doesn't it has no use whatsoever, other than this burning. So therefore, that would be the shear. But aval eitzim, but actual twigs themselves, the chazu lekacha de aklida, these twigs themselves can be used for something even smaller. They can be used for the teeth of a key, right? Shein shel mafteach, Rashi says. I guess the ridges on the key, they can be used for a key. So afilu kol shehu, maybe you'd be chayiv even if you took out a smaller amount, even a kol shehu. Kamash b'lano, that what gives eitzim their chashivus, is the amount that it would take to cook this egg. Okay. Let's stop here. Wait, can I go a little further? Or no? This is fine? Okay. So we'll stop here. And everyone have an excellent day.